Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. It's a Wednesday, getting ready for the third game of a four-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And all of the talk at Petco Park for the last 24, maybe 48 hours, is the rookie Corey Spangenberg, who has made quite an impact in the last couple of days. He's nice enough to join us now. He is on the Cholula hot seat here in Padres Social Hour. First of all, welcome to Padres Social Hour. How you feeling right now?
You know, I feel great right now. It's been an exciting 2 days. Share it with the fans and family in Petco Park. It's been a great 2 days.
Are you still on cloud nine from last night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, last night was great. But as good as it was last night, we have a game to play today. And I think we're only 6.5 back in the wild card with 25 games to go. So
other teams are losing. Everybody's starting. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. Are we allowed to, like, start peeking at the standings right now? And I think certainly as the players you are. How long do you allow yourself to, like, really enjoy something like that? I imagine you'll get, like, in the off season, you could be like, wow, that was unbelievable. But, like, you know, for right now, sort of having to be in the moment, having to play another game tonight, how long did you give yourself to really take that in?
You know, I just celebrated with my family last night. You know, it's over with now. Yesterday doesn't count, and you need to focus on today and having a good game and trying to get the W.
You saw your family on TV. How nice is it has it been to have them here these last couple of days?
It's been unbelievable. You know, they put as much time and effort as I did in getting here. So to share it with them and have them be able to see it and taking the experience with me, it's been a great ride for them too.
All right. Give us the rundown on the family. I saw the TV interview. Your brother's been tweeting up a storm. He's a baseball coach. Give us the rundown of who they are and who's here, and because it's been fun for us to watch them, I think.
My mom and my dad are here. I have two brothers, one older, one younger, and then I have a sister who's here.
Awesome, awesome. And are they, like, even more excited than you are, you think?
Honestly, I think they are. Yeah. you know, my little brother has been just ecstatic these last couple of days, and he's a huge baseball fan. And just watching the players who we're playing and playing with, he's been pretty hyped up about it.
And he should be. Well, I'm glad they're here, and I'm glad they're getting an opportunity to enjoy it with you. Let's talk a little bit about the baseball part of it. We'll start with last night and the pinch hit home run. First pitch of the at-bat, you know, why wait any time, was what you were expecting. I mean, what's the approach going to that? Often in these situations, we'll be like, hey, take us through the at-bat. But it was just the one pitch, so maybe take us through the walk to the plate or the scouting report or whatever it was.
Well, Plant called me in the top of the ninth. We watched some video. He said, I'm going to tell Buddy you're the guy, and so we watched some video. We saw two-seamers, sliders, change-up. So he said, get a pitch up. And it just happened to be that first pitch. I got up, and I took a good swing. It just happened to go out.
Did it feel like a home run off the bat? You've hit enough of these in your life to know, you know, when it feels like one.
You know, I was really hoping, but I booked it out of the box just in case it wasn't.
How comfortable are you in a pinch hitting role? Obviously, you know, I mean, throughout your career, I can't imagine it's happened too many times. And there's an art to that. I mean, we hear about that all the time. It's not an easy thing to do necessarily.
Yeah, I haven't pinch hit much in my career, but Zoe and Plant do a great job of getting you loose. I think I went in the fifth, seventh, ninth inning to get loose, so I wasn't tight. You know, I ran on the bike in the eighth inning, get the legs loose, and so I was ready for it.
All right, that was last night. Let's not forget about Monday afternoon, the Major League debut. That was an exciting day also. I imagine after Monday you're like, hey, I can't get any better than this, and then you hit the home run last night. But let's still talk about Monday, and we'll start defensively. Two great plays over at third base, which is a very new position for you. How comfortable are you feeling at the hot corner right now?
You know, I'm pretty comfortable. Third base is just a lot of reaction, so, you know, it's a step and a dive at most. So just trust your instincts, trust your reactions, and everything else will take care of itself.
You had the diving stop. You also had the bare hand play. We've kind of discussed which one we liked better. Which one did you like better? Which was the more fun play for you?
You know, I think the bare hand. I don't make too many bare hand plays, and, you know, it surprised me a little bit, to be honest.
What, the fact that you were able to make the play? Or
yeah. I mean, I got some teeny hands, so.
It looked like it rolled up on you a little bit.
Yeah.
But you're still able to make a good throw.
Yeah, I mean, I have small hands, so I could barely catch a ball. So I was just lucky I caught it and had enough on it to get the guy out.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly. And then two-run single on Monday, which turns out to be the difference as well. First major league hit, couple of RBIs. Take us through that at bat, maybe. There's a little bit more to that one than the one last night.
Yeah, I mean, bases were loaded. They had a lefty on the mound. He threw two sliders, I think, the first two pitches of that bat. Got me down 0-2. You know, so I was just trying to battle and swing at a strike, and he just gave me a pitch a little bit up that I could handle, and just got enough of it to sneak it through the infield.
What was the first major league at bat like?
you know, it was a little nerve-wracking, yeah. more so than in the field. I really wanted to swing at the first pitch, but I couldn't muster up enough courage, so decided to swing at the second one.
Okay. You just got to take the one. Take it all in. Did you have that moment, you know, I don't know if it's when you walk into the batter's box or maybe get out on the on-deck circle, you kind of took that moment for yourself and appreciated the fact that this was about to happen for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely took in the moment, you know, just looked at everyone in the stands, looked at the kind of stadium and I'm in, you know, play against the Arizona Diamondbacks with the San Diego Padres jersey on. It was a neat moment.
All right. So aside from all the success you've had in your first couple of days here, how are you enjoying life as a big leaguer? Because obviously it's more than just, you know, what takes place on the field. That's the most important thing. But, you know, being around the team, being around Buddy, getting to know these guys. And I know you spent time with the team in spring training, but, you know, be with them in this situation. How has it all been for you?
It's been great. The guys on the team are unbelievable. They're really welcoming and they're good at showing you the ropes. I mean, they've come up, a bunch of them come up to me and just showed me what to do at in certain situations, and that's been really nice.
Corey Spangenberg is with us. He is on the Cholula hot seat. Tonight you're in the starting lineup again, playing second base. That is a more comfortable position for you, right, than third base. This is where you've spent most of your time.
Yeah, second base is where I played most of my professional career.
And then I know in the minors this year you're getting a little outfield in as well. Tell us about that and how that's been going.
Yeah, never played the outfield before, but the very last day of spring training, like, you're going to start playing center. So they stuck me out there for two innings, I think. And then I didn't play in San Antonio. And then once I got hurt and went to Eugene, they stuck me out there for five or seven innings. And then when I came back to San Antonio, I started playing a little bit more.
You like it out there?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you just run down balls. Yeah.
What's not to like playing outfield and as a professional baseball player? There's nothing bad about that. Great stuff, man. Corey Spangenberg has been the talk of the town and the talk of big league baseball for the last couple of days. Just an unreal first couple of games. Congratulations on all of your success so far. And obviously we hope a lot more where that came from moving forward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Our pleasure. That's Corey Spangenberg on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. And remember, all player guests of Padres Social Hour receive a gift card to Donovan Steak and Chop House, located in the Gaslamp District right on the corner of 6th and K. Huge thank you to Corey Spangenberg. We'll take a break, come back more with Gar on this Wednesday Social Hour right after this.